mask, button up your jeans. Going on the mountain, pick some crazy green. Pick some crazy green, yeah, pick some crazy green. Ain't no leather breeches hanging on the beam. Grandma's in the kitchen, need some crazy green. Need some crazy green, girls need some crazy green. Been a long, hard winter, beat ain't very lean. For a hunk of fat back. In them crazy green, in them crazy green, yeah, in them crazy green. Old hens are setting, buds are on the trees. Kids broke out with freckles, feeding them crazy green. Feed them crazy green, ma, feed them crazy green. Jackson, my old hound dog, still hunts in his dreams. He's a good pot licker, loves them crazy green. Loves them crazy green, yeah, loves them crazy green. Hand me some crazy greens, please pass some biscuits. Hard to eat without bread. Yeah! Well, I tell you what, that's one called Creasy Greens. That's in my new CD, and that's an old mountain song, and I hope you enjoy it. I can just imagine Tom T. when he's writing that back over in Carter County around Olive Hill, Kentucky, the storyteller, and just thinking back when he's a boy back on the mountains, wrote a song about called Creasy Greens. He's wrote some great songs, The Battle of the $40 and... Just so many great songs. What was the big one? Genie C. Riley cut. Harper Valley PTA. That was his first big smash hit. Watermelon. Oh, dogs and children and watermelon wine. Yeah, he wrote some. Trouble is, he owes me $40. He wrote some great hits. Wrote Itty Bitty. Alan Jackson cut too. Alan Jackson cut one of his songs. Sold 1 million copies. So Tom T. He ain't done too bad, boy. All right, we're going to get in the key of A and do you an old traditional bluegrass tune here. And this is what we have to do a lot of nights. When we get on, got 500,000-600,000 miles ahead of us to head back home. We left Georgia about midnight last night after we got them fresh hen eggs. And Billy, he didn't get no eggs last night. They wouldn't wait on him, so I got to tell you what he done. He went down the street there to a little carryout and got him a jug. I'm almost gonna tell the good part. Got him a pint of milk, and I think he got him a cake, cookies, and we had just got our meal. So when Billy walked back up the restaurant, Plum Fool, he walked right up that window and just shook that bag at the Waffle House and said, "How you like this?" And shook that jug of milk and them cookies at the Waffle House in Georgia.
I didn't go hungry.
No, I know you went right on the bed just like a little boy went to sleep. Anyway, here's a little old tune we'd like to do here, and hope you'll enjoy it. Some people call it a $2 bill, and I call it my long journey home.